Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is September 27th, 2015, and I am Brosteth, and the title of today's update is The Pope's Visit to the U.S. The Pope is a religious figure. The Pope is someone that you would think would have a good command of the Word of God and would utilize the Bible in his speeches and in communicating with the world audience and with politicians, etc. As I watched and listened to the Pope's messages and thought about them, I found something to be very interesting. Number one, I didn't hear him lean, use, or depend on the Word of God at all. And I found that to be very curious. Number two, there was no direct discussion about abortion in the United States of America and the horrendous killing of innocent life in the womb that transpires in this country. It's as though he gave the United States a pass on that issue. Number three, he seemed to be more concerned about universalism, everyone coming together as one big happy family, than he did the spiritual issues that are gripping the United States and the morality issues that are gripping our country and that are sending and cascading our country into a state of darkness. And then finally, he was more concerned about global warming than anything that the Bible had to say. And you know, I'm not a Pope basher. I don't like bashing people. I don't like having to call people out. I'll do it when the Lord brings it to my attention and when the Lord impresses upon me that I need to call people out. In this case, I just have to make mention of the things that I didn't see from the Pope's visit to the United States. And I don't know how you felt about it, but these are the things that I saw. And you would think that, from a religious figure or a man that is supposedly a man of faith, that he would have opened the Bible and used the Bible to back up and support some of his claims and some of his issues and points. You would think that he would address the sin that is in the lives of people and in the world collectively, sins that we're trying to brush under the carpet, the sins that our leaders commit, the sins that we as people commit. And you would think that he would call people to purity, that he would call people to repentance, that he would call people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and to surrender their wills and their hearts to him. And all of this was missing. Sure, there were photo ops where the Pope was kissing babies and you saw him waving and smiling, thumbs up, and all this kind of thing. But the greater issues, the meatier issues that should have been discussed in the United Nations, the things that should have been discussed in Congress, were just brushed over. And so it left me feeling from this Pope that I think he really does lean far left. and that he is a man that is steeped in socialism, and that he is definitely a leftist. And if he's not a leftist, he's leaning so far to the left that I don't know what else to call it. I mean, when you're more concerned with climate control, with global universalism and everybody singing Kumbaya and coming together under the banner of the Catholic Church, then there's a problem. He's not seeing the world as it really is. And when leaders fail to see things as they really are, that can be very dangerous for the rest of us that do see things as they really are. The people that see the realities of our day will be called crazy and fanatics by those that just don't want to see it. And that's my concern. The direction the world seems to be going, including this Pope, is away from God and toward humanism, universalism, pluralism, and all the rest of it. Well, that's something for you to think about, be praying about. This is Bro Stuff. My thoughts on the Pope's visit to the United States of America. And I'd like to encourage you, as I always do, to please keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. And remember, 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 live out your faith. Be doers of the Word of God. Very important. And if you'd like to get caught up on our intelligence reports, go to brosteph.org. Our audio reports, audioboom.com/brosteph. And you can find us on Facebook at brosteph, facebook.com/groups/brosteph. And Twitter, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/brosteph. And I'll be talking to you again real soon. God bless you. And get out there and share your faith. Bye for now.